Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you are safe and sound and your family as well. But when you make dua for yourself and your family and your community, then remember the Ummah in your duas as well. Because in some part of the world, you will find fellow Muslims that are going through great trials and tribulations, financial problems, medical or spiritual problems, and some are suffering at the hands of oppressors. Make dua for their shifa, for their speedy recovery. Make dua for protection against oppressors as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Today we have a splendid topic of discussion for every devotee and lover of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody that who loves to remember the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. The person that loves to send salat and salam. And that is our topic of today, the blessings of salawat of Durood-e-Pak. We need to listen to this and derive inspiration and enthusiasm to never ever let a day go by without us reciting salawat and Durood-e-Pak as well. There are enormous blessings, enormous benefits that we can never explain all of it. Even if all the ink in the world is finished, if words come to an end, we can exhaust all our resources. Yet the blessings of reciting salat and salam upon the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam can never be fully understood, can never be fully explained, and will never come to an end as well. So stay tuned, we will be discussing a little about the blessings of salawat. Let's make some good intentions, because we are here to earn thawab as well. Thawab, this is the currency of the akhirah, of the hereafter. And the person can gain more thawab by making good intentions. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's do it now. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So make those good intentions that, oh Allahu Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. If we were to taste the sweetness of our knowledge, then we have to practice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I want to increase my rewards for the hereafter especially, then convey it to others, starting in your household. By conveying these messages to others, we will be acting upon the blessed hadith, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey from me even if it is one verse. Let's go over a beautiful narration with regards to the excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi, the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has beautifully said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Adorn, decorate your gatherings by sending salat upon me. For indeed, your sending of salat upon me will be light for you on the day of judgment. Who doesn't want light? Who doesn't want those special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to make up our mindset. The choice is mine, the choice is yours. Make up the mindset that every day I need to dedicate a certain amount of time from my busy schedule to recite the glorious Quran, Durood-e Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources as well. Let's listen to a wonderful kalam and we'll dive straight into the topic of blessings of salawat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yaad-e-Nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Yaad-e-Nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai
yaad-e-nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai
mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai
محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
نام محمد کتنا میٹھا میٹھا لگتا ہے نام محمد کتنا میٹھا میٹھا لگتا ہے پیارے نبی کا ذکر بھی ہم کو پیارا لگتا ہے پیارے نبی کا ذکر بھی ہم کو پیارا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
لب پر نغمے صلی علی کے ہاتھوں میں پرچم لب پر نغمے صلی علی کے ہاتھوں میں پرچم دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
آنکھوں میں مازاغ کا سرما سر طہٰ کا تاج آنکھوں میں مازاغ کا سرما سر طہٰ کا تاج کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
واس کتب کلندر سب اس کے محتاج غوث کتب ابدال قلندر سب اس کے محتاج میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
اودنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ آجو ادنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ آج حق کا دلارا باندھ کے سہرا دولہا لگتا ہے حق کا دلارا باندھ کے سہرا دولہا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
آؤ سنا اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات آؤ سنائے اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل سبحان اللہ what a fantastic and beautiful kalam in Naat Sharif in praises of the beloved master صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and these are the things we need to listen to we need to listen to the glorious Quran we need to listen to Hamd Sharif Naat Sharif Manqabat Munajat So many kalams and options are available and you can go onto social media and Naat Production is the official page of Dawat Islami where you can find all these kalams inshallah azza wa jal. We had the wonderful sight of the grand green emerald dome of Madina Tayyiba. We had the beautiful sight of Masjid al-Nabawi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Madina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we are talking about the blessings of salawat, of sending durood paak upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never ever think that durood sharif is just something, you know, normal, okay, if I have time, I will send durood paak. And if not, then, you know, over and above establishing our five daily salas and fulfilling each other's hukuk, each other's rights, doing as much good as we can do properly with the correct intentions and abstaining from sins, we need to include the recitation, yes, of Qur'an-i Pak, of durood paak, of istighfar in our daily routine. And since today we're talking about the blessings of salawat, we are focusing on this. There are so many blessings, so many benefits. We'll cover some of them because there are countless rewards countless benefits and blessings, what are the shortest durood-e-paks to read? Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's two. And the mashayikh and sufiya and awliya and pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, have encouraged us that try to recite a minimum of 313 times durood-e-pak every single day. Believe me, if we include this in our routine, our daily routine, it may take us about 10 to 12 minutes, maybe less than that. But look at the rewards. The one who does so with love for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with correct intentions, then that person, through the mercy of Allah, may be included amongst those who recite durood-e-pak in abundance. And what is the narration with regards to those who recite durood-e-pak in abundance? That person will be closest to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-qiyamah, who would have recited durood-e-pak in abundance in this world. So the definition here of abundance, different ulama, different scholars have different narrations on this number, on this figure. Mashayikh have also indicated a minimum of 313 times. That would qualify a person as having read Durood Sharif in abundance. Who doesn't want to be closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment, where one day is equal to 50,000 years? Can we imagine it? That's the day of Qiyamah. Qiyamah is from the word Qiyam. And Qiyam means to stand. Can you imagine standing for so long? Try standing in one position for 1 hour, for half an hour. A person will then realize, Allahu Akbar. This is also a test. And for the sinners, a form of punishment as well. But the ones who will be closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment are those who recited durood-e-pak in abundance. If I want that great benefit, then I need to plan from now, from here, while I'm still alive. Once I'm gone, it's over. No chance. So yes, you live once only. One shot, one chance to prepare for the afterlife. And the first stage of the afterlife is the grave. Am I preparing for it? You know, we can realize how intelligent I am or how foolish I am. Example, a person who is traveling overseas, somewhere far off, will they not make the necessary arrangements of accommodation? Will they not pack their bags, their clothes, their toiletries, take sufficient money with them, their medications, plan their itinerary on that side? Of course they would. Nobody is just going to book a ticket and then just go see what happens. They are putting themselves in great difficulty. So a person is going to plan and prepare for the journey ahead. What about the journey into the hereafter, starting in the grave in Alam-e-Barzakh? What preparations am I making now? Now is the time to prepare. Am I making these preparations? And part of this, of those preparations, is that I need salvation on the Day of Judgment through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be in a much better situation. Here's a way. Abundant recitation of durood-e-pak. I don't have time, I'm so busy, and you know, I'm stressed out. I'm always worried. I have problems in my life. Allahu Akbar. We know that we are confirmed sinners. This is a fact that we cannot deny. We are not ma'asum, sinless. We are not incapable of committing sins. Like the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the prophets of Allah azawajal, the messengers of Allah azawajal, like the Malaika, the angels, they are ma'asum. You and I are the common everyday sinners. So yes, we commit sins, minor, major sins. Yes, we have difficulties in our life, many of us, minor, major difficulties. Guess what? One of the ways of removal of sins, of removal of difficulties, is the recitation of salawat, durud pak. The great Sahabi, Sahabi Jaleel, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was a great Hafidhul Qur'an and Qari, such that in the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, he appointed him as the Imam of the Taraweeh Salah. He quotes, he mentions, the summary of the hadith, he mentions that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of my spare time, all of my free time, I will only use that to recite salawat and durud pak upon you. Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stop him from this? Did he tell him, no, this is the extreme, you know, divide it, you know, use some time to do this good deed, to do that? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do this, do what? Use all your free time, all your spare time in only sending salawat, durud pak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the summary of the hadith, if you do this, then your sins will be forgiven and your worries will be removed. Kya baat hai Madina ki? Salawat, durud pak is not something small. They are tremendous rewards and blessings and benefits and bounties that we cannot imagine. Sins will be forgiven, worries will be removed. Do we have worries? Don't I want those worries removed? Don't I want those sins forgiven? The person who sends one durud pak, look how heavy it is, will be granted by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu 10 rewards, 10 sins forgiven, minor sins. 10 minor sins forgiven, and 10 times a person's status will be increased in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That is true rank and status. Not the superficial fake statuses in this dunya, which all of it comes to an end when the person leaves the world. True status is what rank a person has in the court of Allah. How, what levels of taqwa and piety a person has. How much a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishments. Jahannam is there, hellfire is there, punishments are there. To motivate us to stay away from sins. Jannah, paradise is there. The blessings and bounties of Jannah are there to encourage us to do good deeds. Ultimately, a person will only enter paradise through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. But we have to do good deeds. We have to continue performing our salahs, fasting in Ramadan, going for Hajj, if we have the means, obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, obeying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fulfilling rights, staying away from sins. We have to do all these things. Subhanallah. Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said that his honorable mother mentioned the following account, that her father, meaning the maternal grandfather of Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullahi alayhi, whose name was Muhammad, said to her, when I pass away and ghusl is done, a small green letter will fall from the roof onto my shroud, and on it will be written, هَذِهِ بَرَاءَةُ مُحَمَّدٍ الْعَالِمِ بِعِلْمِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. This is a declaration of freedom from the hellfire for Muhammad the scholar due to his knowledge. He further said, he further advised, place that small letter in my shroud. When ghusl was done, he passed away, when ghusl was done, they saw that green letter falling down from the ceiling. It fell onto his shroud. And they read it. And this is what was written there. They placed it in his shroud, in his coffin. And one special thing about that letter was, as you would read it from the front, from the reverse, you could read it the same, exactly the same. Subhanallah. Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi said, I asked my honorable mother, what was the practice of my respected grandfather? She replied, most of his practice was persistence in making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal with abundant recitation of salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who do it with deep love, with sincerity, they will see the rewards in this world, at the time of passing away, in the grave, on the day of judgment. So much of reward is there. And all of this is part of preparations to prepare for the grave in the hereafter. You have just heard a reward of an abundance of reciting Durood-e Pak. So what is stopping us? This must be, it must become part and parcel of our lives. Sending salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. Not only, don't restrict it to certain places or certain times or certain conditions. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Ayatul Durood, verse 56 of Surah Al-Ahzab. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the conveyor of the unseen news, that is the Prophet. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. Subhanallah. In Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it is mentioned, after this verse was revealed, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his luminous face began to radiate with joy. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, congratulate me, for I have been granted a verse which is more beloved to me than the world and what it contains. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. How amazing is that? Now, what's the difference between Allah Azza wa Jal's sending of salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ours? Imam al-Baghawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, the salat of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is to send down mercy, and our salat is to supplicate for mercy. Subhanallah, subhanallah. One of the hallmarks of the Ahlus Sunnah, mainstream Islam, as mentioned by Sayyiduna Ali bin Hussein rahmatullah ta'ala, he says that alamatu ahli sunnati kathratu salati ala rasulillah, that the hallmark of Ahlus Sunnah is sending abundant salat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's include this as a hallmark in our lives individually, but not only us. What about the next generation? But firstly, I must ask myself, how many Durood Sharifs do I read in a day? Today, how many did I read? Subhanallah. How many did my children read? This is part of the training, the tarbiyah, the nurturing. As we teach them how to recite the glorious Quran properly, as we teach them the importance of making dhikrullah and istighfar, so too must we teach them in reciting salawat. Start them off with 12 Durood Sharifs a day. Right, did you read your 12 today? Let them read this for a week, 2 weeks, whatever works for you. Thereafter, increase it, double it. Okay, today 25, 26, 30. Recite today. for 1 week till they get used to it, then increase it, 92, 100, till you reach the point of 313 times minimum every day. The bliss verse that was just recited has no restrictions and conditions that no, you must read Durood Pak and Salawat whilst you are sitting down only, or whilst you have wudu only, or whilst you are in a state of purity only. No restrictions. Which foolish person will put a condition and restriction on when and where and how to recite Durood Pak? That will be against the verse of the Quran. Who are you and I to put a restriction on what has no restrictions? That ayah has no restrictions, no conditions. So whether you are sitting, whether you are standing, whether you have wudu or not, whether before the adhan, after the adhan, before iqamah, anybody who stops the recitation of Durood Pak, whether in a position of standing, whether before or after adhan, that person has submitted to the wasawis and evil whisperings of shaitan. Only shaitan will want to do this, to put a stop to the recitation of Durood Pak. So he's following his desires, he's following the whisperings, evil whisperings of shaitan, and he has become a tool of shaitan. There's no restrictions. So who is there? Which clever person is going to put restrictions? So be careful. Shaitan wants to stop goodness, and he will come up with a lot of crafty things that it was not done like this. Where is it written that you're not allowed to do this? Does the Sharia prohibit it? That's the first question you ask this ignorant person. Show me where the Sharia prohibits it. If there's no prohibition, who are you to put a prohibition? Who are you to put a restriction and condition? How these people have been trapped in the trickeries of shaitan, and they don't even realize it, they don't even know it. Sheikh Musa Darir rahmatullahi ta'ala says, I was traveling with a group on a ship when the ship was suddenly struck by a storm. The storm became so violent that it was a divine punishment which shook the ship. We were certain the ship is going to sink and we will all drown. Amidst this chaos, suddenly I was overcome with sleep. I closed my eyes, and for a few moments, in those few moments, I had a dream. And in the dream, I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting Salat Tunajjina, Durood Tunajjina. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to me, yourself and your companions in that ship must recite this 1,000 times. I awoke and I gathered everybody who was on the ship. I informed them of this dream, this beautiful dream. We all started reciting Salat Tunajjina. We had just reached 300 times only, and the storm receded. The storm subsided. The sea became calm. And through the blessings of the Salat, all the people aboard the ship were saved. Subhanallah. How amazing. We want salvation in the dunya. We want salvation in the grave, in the hereafter as well. Then what is stopping us? Don't let the evil whisperings of shaitan hold you back and stop you from preparing for your afterlife by reciting Durood Pak as well. We have a most beautiful short clip. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear viewers, did you know that the Sahaba-i-Kiram had love and reverence for the prophetic household. Let me just mention to you one narration of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is reported that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu has said, to attain the pleasure of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take care of his Ahlul Bayt. The word here, which means take care of them, it means not only to consider them, but to look after them, to honor them, to respect them and revere them. Allama Badruddin Aini alayhi rahma states, the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, instructed the people in matters relating to the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, observe the right of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam by protecting the Ahlul Bayt, not harming them and not disrespecting them. The Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one narration includes Sayyida Fatima az-Zahra radiyallahu anha, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wrapped them in a cloak and said, these are my Ahlul Bayt. Alongside this, Ahlul Bayt also refers to all of these noble personalities that have just been highlighted, Panjtan Pak, as well as the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the blessed and pure wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are also a part of the Ahlul Bayt. Allama Muhammad ibn Allan al-Shafi'i alayhi rahma, he writes, considering the rank and status of the Ahlul Bayt, honoring them and loving them is obligatory. And alongside honoring the noble prophetic household, it is also obligatory to show respect to all those whom the Sharia, the Islamic law, has commanded us to honor, such as the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the practicing scholars of the religion, and the elite awliya-i kiram as well. So in summary, my dear viewers, it is obligatory to respect the Ahlul Bayt and all those whom the Sharia has commanded us to honor. Part of honoring the Ahlul Bayt is to follow their noble character and adopt their way. Number three, this noble narration shows that the companions alayhum ridwan would instruct the people to love the Ahlul Bayt and would encourage them towards this love. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us true love for the Ahlul Bayt, the ability to honor and revere them, and on the day of judgment may we be blessed with their intercession. Ameen bijahi an-nabiy al-amin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah, how wonderful and beautiful Madani pearls. Very briefly, some of the great benefits of reciting, of making dhikrullah and durood pak, is that reciting salat and durood is an excellent means of asking in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, when making dua, must include at least one durood pak. As Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, the second Khalifa of Islam, has mentioned that the person who makes dua, that surely dua remains suspended between the heavens and the earth until you recite durood pak. Reciting salat is a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reciting durood pak and salat is a cause of duas being accepted. It is sufficient for removing all worries and fulfilling needs as well. Reciting durood pak is expiation, forgiveness for sins. It is a substitute for charity. In fact, it is superior to charity. It averts calamities. It is a cure for ailments as well. Durood pak removes fear, grants one salvation from oppression, gives one victory over enemies. Reciting durood pak, salawat, that person will be protected from the horrors of the day of judgment. It eases the pangs of death. Durood e Pak removes financial difficulties. It helps one to remember forgotten things. It protects one from the destructions of the world. And the list goes on. Now, how am I going to remember that I must recite Durood e Pak? Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has given us Nek A'mal, pious deeds, which you can download for free from App Store and Play Store. This is a program to help us to reform ourselves. And one of the questions that you're going to ask yourself every day if you're filling it out is, did you recite Durood e Pak 313 times today? Subhanallah, make that mindset that every day I must include this in my routine to recite Salawat and Durood e Pak. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.